Okay, so today we're going to talk about criticism and blame. Who here actually likes to get criticized? Who here likes to be blamed, you know? Nobody likes that. Nobody likes blame. It's like, oh, it's your fault. Oh, man, you hate that. Well, you know what? I'm standing here before you, and I'm telling you, I love blame. I love to be blamed for everything. I want to be blamed for everything that can possibly happen. I want to blame for it. You're like, well, what crazy guy is this? He's talking about blame like that and criticizing. I want people to criticize me. Well, there's a key to this whole thing about blame. You know, who here likes to be praised? Who here likes, yeah, that's a good thing, isn't it? Yeah, you're right. It's like, yeah, hey, look at what I did. Oh, look what I did. Well, here, listen to this. Blame and praise are exactly the same thing. Blame and praise are telling you what? Are telling you it's your fault. That whatever happened, happened because of you. Something you did, something you said, something you thought, something you wrote, something you had to do with, it's your fault. And if it turns out well, you're like, oh, cool, that was me. You know, who did this job? That was me. And I've heard the saying before, you go up to your boss and you say, if anybody did anything that you didn't want anybody to do, I didn't do it. Well, that's really shirking that blame and taking it away. But the credit is if anybody did something you did want to do, hey, I'm the one who did it. I'm the one who did it. And as a young person, I know it puts you in an awkward position because you're starting to feel yourself like you're, I don't know, like maybe they're not going to think that well of me. You're at that beginning stage where you're starting to be a man. You're starting to walk among men, and you want them to respect you. And you want them to look at you and know that you're doing well. But you know what? If you don't take blame, nobody's going to respect you. That's such a false thing that's going to happen. You're going to go around, you're going to act like nothing wrong is your fault, and you're going to miss out on a whole lot of life. Now, how does this work? Well, it works like this. If you do something well, you stand up, you say, yeah, I did it. Okay, that's great. That's great. But now, what if something happens, something goes wrong, and you say, I want to do the blame, or I'm going to take the blame for this, or what did I do wrong here? Here's the deal, is there's only one person in the whole world that you can change. You know who that is? It's not your boss. It's not your mom. It's not your dad. It's not the guy next to you. It's you. You are the only person that you can change in the whole world, and however many 6 billion people there are out there, there's only one in the whole world that you can change. And when you get married, you're going to be tempted to say, oh, if my wife were better, I wouldn't have a bad marriage. You know what? That's totally false. You're the only person that you can change. And so you got to look inside yourself and you got to say, well, okay, what happened with this? So like what? What kind of situation? Well, when you're in business, which is what we're talking about, in business, and let's say sales are down. Let's say there's nothing you can do about it. I was talking to this guy who runs an auto shop, and he was telling me how sales are down 30%. And he's asking me about it. He's like, hey, well, how are sales for you? He wanted somebody to be, you know, misery loves company. He wanted somebody to get in there and to commiserate with him and to feel like, hey, you know, things are bad for you. They're bad for me too. Let's commiserate together and let's just feel this way. And I looked at him and I said, well, here's what you can do. If sales are down, why don't you go out and you talk to everybody and say, I'll pick your car up. I'll bring it to the shop. I'll change the oil and take it back to you, park in your place and give you your keys. And the guy didn't want to accept any of that. I said, well, why do you think it's low? Oh, because these people want internet and they want website. My website's not very good, this, that, and the next thing. You're wrong. You're not getting the sales because it's your fault. But you see what he was trying to do is he was trying to throw it onto everything else. There's every other reason why my sales are down 30%, except for the one that, hey, life has changed. Get out there and do something about it. And so what happens with him when he talks like that, when he gets into that situation, is he's a victim and he's just sitting there and he's helpless. See, if I think that my sales might be down by 30% or something like that because of the economy, can I change the economy? No. Well, sales are down 30% because Obama was elected. Can I change that? I'd like to change it, but I can't change that. They're down 30% because of what the Federal Reserve did. Can I change that? I can't change that. You see, I can't change anything. But if I look at my sales and I say, oh, sales are down 30%, what did I do? If I can take that blame, if I can say, I see what I did wrong, and I can take that on myself, then I'll be able to change something. Because if it's because I'm not advertising, because I'm not willing to get up out of my chair and go out and talk to customers, if it's because I did something wrong. I can change me. I can't change the economy. I can't change Obama. I can't change anybody else, but I can change me. So what I have to do is I love blame. What I take is I say, the more blame you can hand me for things that happen in my life, the better off I am. So think about it. What kind of situations could we then say, oh, we're not to blame for this situation? How about if you go under surgery and you're in anesthesia and the surgeon does something wrong to you and cuts the wrong, I don't know, the wrong limb off or something like that? Can you take blame for that? Well, you're saying, no, I can't take blame. You were under anesthesia, right? But who chose the surgeon? Ah, wait a second. You can take blame for that. You're the one who chose the surgeon. You're the one who was willing. You're the one who signed that paper and said, go ahead and operate on me. And nowadays, they gave you a marker and they said, you mark the limb that's going to be cut off or whatever. And you're the one who did that. So you are to blame, and I can take blame for that. Do you see how freeing it is when you start taking blame? So why don't you get along with your parents? Well, you say it's their fault. If they were better parents, you'd get along better with them. Really? Really? You have cruddy parents? Have you seen how other countries live? Have you seen the third world? Have you been on any mission trips? Have you seen any of this kind of stuff? No, you know why you don't get along with your parents? Because you are doing something wrong. And if you turn it around and you say, okay, I'm doing something wrong, what can I change to get along with my siblings? What can I change to get along with my parents? You see the change that's happening? Do the same thing in business. Think about it. You're in a job. Something goes wrong. Everybody says, hey, who did this? Where was this? Where did this happen? How did this go wrong? And if you look at it and you say, whew, I didn't think about doing this. I should have done this. I should have checked that one more time. I should have checked that report before I sent it out. See, I had a real big problem in college. I was a pretty good student. I graduated with honors and junk like that, and I was a pretty good student in spite of being homeschooled, you know, and all that. But I was in there, but one thing that I was really, really bad at was proofreading what I had done. I would be so happy to be done, I'd just turn it in like that. And I wouldn't proofread it. And when you get it back and it's marked down by 2 points, it would have been 100, but because of 2 points, because I misspelled or because I did something, just tiny thing wrong on it, whose fault is that? Oh, the professor's so picky, or something along those lines. You see, if I put that blame on him, I'm never learning anything. What I learned when I was in college, when I was in school, and in business now, what I've learned is it's my fault. I've got to pay attention. I've got to pay attention to what I produce and what I put out there. It's nobody else's fault but mine. If my name is on there, it is my fault what happens. Now, you see, if something comes out well, we say that's credit, that's praise, that's good. If somebody comes back to us and says, look at this, this is terrible. What did you do? What kind of job did you do here? What kind of slipshod job did you do here? Then we want to shy away and give all of these kind of excuses. But if you give excuses, you can never change. You will never get better. If you're going into business or you want to be around somebody, you want to mentor, you want to get to somebody who's responsible, who knows what they're doing, who's successful in their field, and you want to talk with them, and everything that goes wrong, you blame somebody else for, forget it. They're going to throw you out. You're going to say, I don't even want to deal with this guy because he won't take criticism. He won't get better. You see, you're trying to get respect by coming across as if you were perfect. And what you're going to do is you're going to lose that respect, and people are going to say, this guy is so high and mighty, he won't get down. I read a story about a guy who was big on martial arts, and he was all into it, and he had gone through all these different black belts, and he had all these different degrees of black belt and all this other stuff. He decides to go to Japan and study under this old master because he had exhausted everything else, won every trophy, everything. And he sits down with this master in Japan. And the first thing the master says, why are you here? And the first thing the guy starts saying is oh, look at, I'm so good at this. I've done this. I've got this trophy. I've done that. I've done the next thing. I've done all these different things. And now I'm here for you to teach me more. And they had tea. They had little teacups next to them. And the master says, I can't teach you anything. He says, what do you mean you can't teach me? I flew all the way over here from the United States into Japan just so you could teach me. And now you tell me I can't teach you anything. He says, look at your teacup. You see how it's full of tea? I can't pour any tea into that until that cup empties out. See, if you're so full of yourself that no mentor can pour anything into you because you won't take blame for anything that went wrong in your life, forget it. It's not going to work. But if you empty yourself and you go up to somebody and you say, yes, I was to blame. I did this wrong. I'm sorry. I know what to fix. I know how to make it better next time. If you take that position, people are going to respect you, and they're going to say, this is a mature, respectable guy. And they're going to want to help you out in all kinds of different ways in your life. If you can just humble yourself and take that criticism and put it on. The only blame I don't like in my whole life is going to be the blame for sin. That blame for sin I'm going to throw on Christ, because I can't deal with that. There was no way that I can stand before the Father and say, I take that blame. I'm going to give that over to Christ. But everything else in my life, you know what? I want to be blamed for it, because I love blame, because that means I can change things.